This is CX of M Radio, the voice of customer experience professionals.
Welcome to another episode of Press One for Nick. Your host, Nick Limsdahl, is the Director of Contact Center Solutions at VDS. Through conversations with customer service and customer experience leaders, Nick and his guests exchange insightful stories, best practices, and invaluable lessons they have learned along the way.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to the Press One for Nick podcast. My name is Nick Limsdahl. My guest this week is Casey Tolua. Casey is the Senior Director of CEC Technology, Channels, and Self-Service at Marriott International. With a passion for innovation and thought leadership, Casey leads the way in automating and strategizing CEC channels such as voice, IVR, chatbots, chat, and messaging. Casey, I'm excited to connect with you. Welcome to the Press One for Nick podcast.
Thank you, Nick. It's great to be here.
And one thing that I forgot to mention is Casey is also going to be at CCW Vegas, and look for her for all those who are attending that, which we'll talk about at the end of this episode. But the first question I have for you, you know, as an expert in the CEC channels, how can businesses effectively leverage those channels to create a powerful omnichannel strategy and elevate the entire customer journey?
Yeah, that's a really good question. What I like is that with an omnichannel, you have so many different options, but it's being able to meet the customers at their preference. I mean, and it needs to be something where we as organizations are profitable in how we present those. So what I look to is when customers are talking about and considering who are they going to engage with, we want to make sure that we have robust channels, that they're available, but at the same time, opening up every single channel for everything at the very beginning makes sense because you want to look at their behaviors and you want to understand where their interests are. But once you get some really good data analytics behind it, is really being able to tailor the experience in the best way that's profitable for both the organizations and the customers. And in the end, it's really about that experience and the longevity of how do our customers engage with our organizations long term, not just that one time experience, but making sure that every single time they come in, the same customer doesn't engage with the company the same time. I may be traveling at an airport on one, you know, experience, and another, I may be vacationing and relaxed and just wanting to figure out what are my points balanced for something. So it's really making sure that these channels are meeting them where they want to be met, and that it is a fulfilling and meaningful experience each time.
Yeah. And sometimes that can be very difficult because, as you know, customer behaviors and preferences are constantly changing. So from your perspective, how can organizations adjust their strategies accordingly to fit those needs of the customers?
Yeah, adjusting their strategies. That's a really good question. I would say, let me think about this. It's being flexible. So it's really looking at the data analytics as well. So if you're taking a look at the true end-to-end customer journey, is understanding from a customer lifetime value, fantastic. But how does a customer originally get introduced to an organization? What draws them in for why they would want to engage and participate in that experience and the services that a company offers? How do you work with them and then deliver that resolution and deliver those experiences? But then how do you advocate for long-term business? If you're able to look at that end-to-end experience for the customer, then it is looking at the end-to-end or how do companies support that throughout the channels. And if we don't utilize AI and we don't utilize the data analytics, our strategies will become very outdated very quickly. So the way that I think about it is adjusting strategies takes a continual and relentless partnership across all of the teams within the organizations. Everyone has a very key role, but making sure that the purpose is always focused on the customer is what keeps everyone focused on what is our North Star.
Yeah. And the North Star is can be a lot of things, but it's also, hopefully there is a North Star across the entire organization, across your, when you're communicating with peers and you're looking at information. But you said something about the entire customer journey. Where did they actually come from? And sometimes when consumers say something, sometimes they mean something else. And so why is it crucial for organizations to focus on understanding that customer intent as well?
That is a great question, Nick. I mean, channels don't really mean that much if we don't actually listen to what our customers need. And it's interesting when you look at the balance between what is it that we as companies want to accomplish versus what the customers are actually asking for. Think about it. In an engagement, when a customer calls, we may be doing in an IVR or any of these experiences, we may need to tell them that we're going to record the call. We may need to say we're going, for legal purposes, we're going to refer you to the privacy statement. So we've got those things covered. And let's just go along this journey. So I've now done recording prompts. I've done legal privacy coverage. I've done opt-ins. Would you like to opt in for this? Would you like to opt in for that? I may hear a promotion because there's something new. At the end, I may want to ask you about your experience and ask you if you'll do a survey. Maybe somewhere in there, we were actually supposed to ask them what they were calling about. So if we think about all of those things, one is looking at the balance. Do our customers care about their data being secure? Is it going to be a safe engagement for them? And the answer is absolutely. We want to honor that privacy. But there has to be a balance on what are we going to ask of our customers. When I think about how crucial it is on focusing on the intent, the way it is how can we gather as much of that information without having to put the manual effort on our customers? So to me, it's very, very important for us to make sure always listening first to understand. And listening doesn't mean making the customers tell us or type it or text it. It is looking at the behaviors, the trends, and absolutely helping them get to requesting that intent. And I've seen that in a lot of experiences. You know, my team listens to and goes out to other chat experiences on a regular basis. And a lot of times it's like, how many minutes, how many interactions does it take before someone actually asks me what I'm calling or contacting them about? So to me, it's very crucial. And I think about all of us, we have busy lives and we're looking for a fulfilling life. I don't want to spend it going through all of these other hoops. I want to matter. And I want each of our customers to feel like they matter and that we value the business that they have engaged with us on.
Yeah. As a consumer, I always try to bring it back to the consumer. Obviously, we all know that the employee experience is important as well. But as a consumer, I try to put myself in the shoes of that individual. And what does that experience look like? If somebody is trying to gain as much data as possible from me as a consumer without solving my problem, I don't feel known and valued.
Yes.
And I don't feel like you respect my time because of the information that you're trying to glean or pull from me in that exact moment. And so I think there's that push and pull of data is great, but hopefully you can gain that data also from what's not being said and through that entire journey with technology as well. So there's all sorts of questions I could ask around that. But, you know, when it comes to what is the most effective way to leverage that technology to understand the customer behavior and then ultimately translate that to actionable improvements?
Yeah, I really like that, Nick. And kind of going back to, you know, adjusting strategies is really being able to understand those things. A lot of times people will jump at the newest and the most exciting type of technology. I'm sure that there's just a few words that any of us can think of as to what are the latest and greatest in technology. But it's really before we all jump is taking a look at that data. So if someone comes up with something that is specific to iOS, I need to understand how many of my consumers actually do have smartphones, are using iOS, and measuring that and anticipating what the forecasted outcomes could be before I invest a whole bunch of money because it was exciting. Now, I am all about innovation, and I'll probably say it a million times because I'm so passionate about this space. Sometimes you can take a calculated risk and say, we're just going to go for it. Let's learn. And I do love that area. But on the other hand, the data that we can pull in and everything from the automated side of the house is something that can really educate us in many ways. So I like your comments.
Yeah. Do you by chance have any use cases or success stories from your time at Marriott International where technology and analytics have led to maybe improvements or significant improvements in understanding that the needs of the customers and meeting that customer where they're at?
Yes. Well, I'm very excited about Marriott International and the journey that they've taken. I can't give away all of the exciting secrets, so let me do something a little bit generic.
Yeah.
What I would say is, you know, I've been in this industry for over 27 consecutive years. I've been with Marriott for 3.5 years. And when I came in, an example would be with the voice IVR. So the phone tree that comes in, the cost saving targets at the beginning were around $3.9 million in cost savings. And that's based off of containment. How many calls do we prevent having to go to a frontline agent? And being able to take a look at this and looking at the use cases and partnering, we have so many teams within Marriott International. There's business analytics, data analytics, speech analytics, working with the frontline operations, all of those things, but also taking a look at how was the strategy set up. And it was really at the beginning. And so it's okay, like, to have some open and new ideas, but being able to ask the right questions and looking at what were the opportunities? Is it just containment? It can never be just about containment. So it was, what is the customer experience? What are the surveys telling us? And what are those things that we can change? And so in that experience, yes, over 3.5 years, it's been a tremendous cost savings growth. Last year ended at $23.5 million in cost savings. And that's because of the work that was done using that information, making changes, even partnering with third-party solution providers on new ideas that hadn't even been thought of there. So fantastic partnership across all. But I do love delivering results. And when it's not just a number from a revenue and profitability, but it's also from the customer experience and that NPS, that's where it becomes extremely rewarding.
Yeah, I would definitely see that as being rewarding. When it comes to technology, you kind of said the latest and greatest, the whiz bang technology, or some organizations even focus more on the technology instead of the consumer or the experience itself. So they're more focused on, I'm going to focus on as much containment as possible in these organizations or into self-service or into chat. And I think that's important. But one of the conversations that we touched on earlier on this in this week is you said that Marriott prioritizes achieving a 0% containment and then you work backwards toward the technology. That's a different approach that most organizations don't do. So maybe explain that.
In a competitive market, does your customer service stand out from the crowd? One way to offer a better experience is by moving your contact center to the cloud. But with so many options to choose from, how do you know which solution is the best for both your business and your customers? That's where VDS comes in and guides you to the best solution. They understand your clients' pain points, business outcomes, and goals. Then VDS designs, implements, supports, and provides 24/7 managed services. From start to finish, VDS is committed to finding the best solutions for your clients' needs. To learn more, go to www.govds.com or find a link in the show notes.
Yeah, I actually am very surprised because a lot of times we will talk to solution providers and they will come in and say, I can give you 85, 90% containment. You are going to get the greatest numbers, and have a lot of respect for the strategy of how it is set up and how it was established when I first came in, because I could have easily come in and said, I also can give you 85, 90% containment. Mm-hmm. And not that I couldn't, and not that other folks can't, but the passion of Marriott International towards their consumers was far more about the customer experience, and the customer experience always had to come first. So if you think about turning on something where you're containing that much volume, that means that you've moved them to automation or you've deflected them, where you don't even know if you can confirm that you resolved their experience. You just sent them to a different place, whether it was a website or someone else or something else, or a Bonvoy mobile app. That wasn't good enough. So it was listening. What was it that our guests really wanted to contact us about? And being able to put their experience first. What we found is by saying, we're going to learn. So we'll turn on one journey with self-service automation and let's test it. And so we tested it across the board. How is it being received? Are people actually selecting it? The answer was yes. Are we offering self-service automation? Yes. How is it doing? Very, very well. But then it was also about, and yes, we do look at the customer experience, like, is it affecting our NPS? But it was also about the agents, because they are so passionate about that engagement and they are building relationships, like lifelong relationships where they're on a first name basis. And it was up to them to also help us understand, is this truly a great experience all the way through? And then you loop it back. So if people came in originally through the mobile app or .com, did volume decrease in those areas? So looking at something that responsibly and that intentionally across the board was absolutely something that we found better enabled our frontline agents if they ever did get a transfer for that volume. And so being able to guide our customers in that self-service automation and those experiences, it was okay that we only were at 2% to start with and gradually built our way up. But the evolution of this is not where are we today and great, I can contact Marriott International and it's fantastic. It's evolving as to where did we want to go in the future in engagements with our guests, and we want to bring them along the journey. So to me, starting at zero is okay in this space because it is always about the customer. And then it allows us through this careful journey, how we can also be very profitable.
Yeah, I respect that you guys flipped the script and you're focusing on that customer. One thing you did mention was equipping that frontline staff, because as you know, they serve as the face of the brand and has a direct interaction with the customers. They are the front door to the organization. So based on your experience, why is it essential for businesses to prioritize and support their frontline employees in delivering that exceptional experience?
Well, although I am extremely nerdy and absolutely love the technology space, the reality is the agents are the heart. They are the heart of everything that goes on with our customers, on what truly brings in that experience. And so by that, you know, I think a lot of times there's a fear of technology and, oh no, I'm going to be replaced by a bot. That absolutely isn't the case. It's always understanding with the customer to come first, we must have our agents be the heart of that. And so not replacing our agents, but how do we enhance the experience for both the customer and the agent? And it's fantastic. If you think about all the data that can come in, I could like just do a very long, long, long list of here's all the things that I know about this customer and how many times they've contacted us before and why we think they're contacting us. It would be very sad if technology had a difference that said, I know all this, but I'm just going to transfer this chat over to an agent. What we want to do is find the most meaningful things that matter and truly understanding what is the engagement between the agent and the guest that's going to bring the most value to those conversations. And we can't do that if we don't do feedback loops with our frontline agents, if we're not asking them and doing focus groups and really getting in there. I absolutely love it. My team is phenomenal engaging with the frontline agents. It's fantastic when a frontline agent would say, hey, you know, I've noticed that I've been getting a lot of these lately. It would be so much easier if they just did. So you start to listen to the language that you're having with your frontline agents and pick up if they start saying, if they would only do this, or I wish they knew, or it doesn't make sense, or I feel bad that they waited and they could have just gotten the answer. Those are really those trigger points for us to say, aha, like, let's have a conversation. Tell us what that looks like. And if we can't automate it, how can we improve what happens if that interaction does connect a consumer, a guest, and an agent? We also take a look like at Fortune 500 companies. We're looking at trend analysis, you know, industry benchmarks. And for me, you're not always going to be able to talk to every company and they give all their trade secrets away. That's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about Customer Contact Week and the CC Women's side of the house, because it's in these engaging conversations with other business leaders and executives who are just as passionate about understanding that the agents are the heart of what can give our customers that experience. So I love having these conversations, and I'm so excited to be able to go next week and be able to just meet and engage and these conversations to say, what are you guys working on? What's the latest? How is this work? Hey, you made a decision to turn your phones off completely. What did that look like? Are you going to keep it? And just being able to share those things across the board. The fun part is that everybody is focused on how can we make this most meaningful for our customers? And then how can we make it that we're enabling our agents to be able to do that? And then that way we're celebrating both the technology side of the house and that human experience.
Yeah, it is a fine line. It's a blend that needs to happen, and it needs to be, you need to be able to twist and turn those levers to create that the best human experience possible. And we said that a little bit offline, is we're just human beings doing business with other human beings. And I'm looking forward to having those conversations next week at CCW in Vegas. You know, first off, before I kind of wrap it up, I wanted to congratulate you on your induction into this prestigious CCW Hall of Fame. And I'd love to hear your perspective on what this recognition means to you.
Well, thank you. When I came in a few years ago and was introduced to CC Women, that was founded by Sandy Coe, I was really nervous when I came in, because I predominantly worked in an industry which was mostly men. And so I didn't know how it would look. And I could not believe how warm and welcoming. I mean, there's a lot of phenomenal leaders in this org, like across CCW, both women and allies of CC Women. And to me, it's just been a very moving experience to see how everyone comes together and takes a look at what does diversity, inclusion, equity, like, what do these things really bring to the new innovation of how we move forward and the longevity? So to me, I'm very, very passionate about this space. I think it's super important to be able to share and inspire across organizations. And to me, I feel very honored this year with Martha Sager and Kathy Phelps to be able to be inducted. And, you know, I remember when I watched Erica Dorson from Arise be able to come in, and I was like, she's so inspiring. I want to be able to contribute as much as she did. So being able to follow in her footsteps and be a part of this, I just have such a tremendous amount of adoration for Sandy Coe. And I'm very, very excited and honored to be with these women on stage next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see that as well. For those who don't know, Customer Contact Week, or CCW, is a leading event series dedicated to serving professionals within the customer service industry. It will be in Vegas next week from June 19th through the 22nd. And CCW is powered by CCW Digital, a division of CMP, which is Customer Management Practice. If you do not have your tickets yet, you can go to type in the code CCWLV_P1N for 20% off your end user passes. Casey, thanks so much. Looking forward to connecting here next week.
Thank you, Nick.
Hey, listeners, can you think of one person who would benefit from the information you learned today? If so, please consider sharing this episode with them. And last, if you would like to receive all the quotes and book recommendations from all my guests, you can go to pressonefornick.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Press One for Nick. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and share. Until next time, focus on your customers.
Thanks for joining us for this session of CX of M Radio. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit cxofm.org for more resources.